It's Tuesday, March 31st. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is your daily coronavirus update. President Trump has extended the social distancing guidelines until at least April 30th. Previously, Trump wanted to open the economy back up by Easter. Instead, we are now learning that the peak of the outbreak in America could come about that time. Gabby Orr, White House reporter at Politico, joins us for how Dr. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx convinced the president to extend the guidelines. Thanks for joining us, Gabby.
Thanks for having me.
We're all looking forward to the day when all the coronavirus pandemic madness ends and we can go back to our normal lives. I know the social distancing aspect of this has been taking a toll on a lot of people personally. And then beyond that, the economy, businesses, the economy has taken a huge hit because of all of this right now. And on President Trump over the weekend and on Monday has said that his decision to prolong the coronavirus social distancing guidelines was informed by his top public health officials. These recommendations should remain in place until April 30th now. Gabby, what more can you tell us about all of this?
The president has decided to forgo his original Easter Sunday target date to sort of reopen parts of the economy and relax some of the social distancing guidelines, and to instead listen to the infectious disease experts, the health officials who are currently a part of the coronavirus task force, and extend the deadline until April 30th, at least for now. That could continue. I mean, after April 30th, if we're still seeing a surge in cases of coronavirus here in the U.S. in states that maybe haven't been as impacted yet, but could be in the next few weeks, the president could certainly extend the social distancing guidelines that the federal government has put in place well into May and beyond.
They now think that Easter Sunday could be the peak of the coronavirus outbreak here in the United States. So that's still a good 2 weeks away. You know, we can see increasing cases and more deaths. This is what his health officials are telling him, right?
It is what health officials are telling him, and it is one of the reasons why you're seeing a number of governors actually take additional steps over this weekend and today to sort of prepare for an onslaught of cases in the next 2 weeks. Maryland and Virginia are just two of them. Of course, both of these states neighbor D.C., an area that has been hit hard and is expected to see an influx in cases just like what we've seen in New York over the next 2 weeks. And so both Governor Hogan of Maryland and Governor Northam of Virginia instituted stay-in-place orders today that are expected to go into effect later this evening and will hopefully fend off sort of the crisis that is unfolding in New York, at least to some extent. It's not as though the Washington, D.C. area can avoid it. But if there are things that we can do in terms of social distancing and business closures and making people stay at home, then that's certainly something that these state governors are trying to coordinate with the administration on.
President Trump, you know, he's a guy who plays everything by the gut on his instincts. And that's gotten him into some tricky situations with aspects of the government, whether it's the intelligence agency or whatnot. But on this right now, early on, the messaging was a little all over the place, too. But right now, it seems like he really is trusting his health experts, most notably Dr. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx. Dr. Fauci had said that they had some strong words with the president, like this needs to be continued. And thankfully, the president is listening at this point.
And that had been a big question just over the past few days, is whether or not the president was so eager to reopen parts of the economy and stave off a recession and significant impacts to businesses and to workers by reopening the economy and relaxing these social distancing guidelines, or if he would, in fact, turn to the advice of medical experts, people who are really studying the virus and just the trends that we've seen in different parts of the world that have been affected by it so far. And I know that there was a lot of consternation inside his own presidential campaign. A lot of people were worried about this politically. You know, if the president did decide to move forward and reopen parts of the economy, and then we saw the virus start to spread even further and community transmission become more apparent in a lot of places where it maybe didn't exist already, that could be devastating for him politically. And so I think that not only was he listening to members of the coronavirus task force who were sort of advising him from a health perspective, but also close aides and people within his inner circle who were weighing in from a political standpoint as well.
It is unfortunate that politics always kind of plays a place in something like this, but there are many, many angles to this. There is the health aspect. Obviously, we don't want more people to get sick and die and have this thing spread. There is the economy angle. The longer that we keep things shutting down, the worse the economy suffers, the worse people individually, businesses, small businesses, this whole trickle down thing, the worse that gets. And then there is obviously the political angle on this. The success of this whole coronavirus effort really could possibly depend whether the president gets reelected or not. And I know that they're constantly going on through all this, and different factions within the administration are fighting for different things. So the president is in a very difficult spot on how to handle all this.
He is, and he's getting a lot of conflicting advice from different pockets of his administration and also from outside allies. And you just mentioned it, but one thing that is important to note is sort of the internal tensions that we're seeing play out that we've become accustomed to just as reporters who are covering this administration. I mean, you see it all the time where you have sort of these different wings inside the White House who are competing or who are trying to get the president to adopt their point of view. And that seems to be happening right now as well. There are different parts of this administration. There's confusion over the coordination happening with private sector entities and how they're working with the government. So I do think that that is contributing somewhat to sort of the chaotic approach that we've seen, the whole of government approach that Vice President Pence has been describing. And ultimately, it could really damage the president's reelection if that continues and impacts his administration's response to the coronavirus.
Gabby Orr, White House reporter at Politico, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been your daily coronavirus update. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.